Yeah, they wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back. Let's go.
Runners will be off with a crack of the bat with two outs. Kimbrel deals. Bregman in the air, left field. Benintendi dives, and he makes the catch. Oh, what a play. Game saver, Andrew Benintendi.
Oh, you can stop asking that question, okay? I'm going to be calling the defenses, okay? So we're clear. So you don't have to ask that again.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Master Plan. I'm your host, Michael Filipkowski, and it is a beautiful Friday, April 19th, but hockey is still being played. Although it might be nice and warm out where you are, it is still cold inside that hockey rink. The NHL playoffs are upon us. It has been a very, very long season. This episode is your NHL playoff preview. I'll be breaking down all eight initial series, and then I'll walk you through my bracket. It is going to be a very fun episode. Thank you all for joining me. And without further ado, folks, let's get right to it. We're going to start off, I think appropriately, with your President's Trophy's winners, the New York Rangers, who are taking on the Washington Capitals. So this series, I find, will be extremely competitive. Within each game, I do believe will be competitive. So when we talk about the Rangers as a hockey team, best team in the NHL this past season, there's no question, right? 114 points, they looked very, very good. And if you look at their team makeup, Artemi Panarin, with 120 points in the season, nearly had a 50-goal season, was one goal short. Vincent Trocheck, Chris Kreider, Adam Fox, one of the best offensive defensemen in the league, Mika Zibanejad, Alexis Lafreniere, Eric Gustafson, Keandre Miller, Jacob Trouba, Blake Wheeler, who didn't have that great of a season, in all fairness. The list goes on and on. This team is deep. They have Kako. They have so many guys. They have even the one, the only Matt Rempe with 2 points on the season and definitely more fights than that. They also got Alex Wemberg at the deadline. This team is very good. And I think behind this team, you have Igor Shesterkin, one of the best goaltenders in the league. And I expect him to start all of, if not almost all of the playoff games this year. Jonathan Quick is the backup. He's actually had a very nice season, almost arguably better in certain respects than Igor Shesterkin, but Jonathan Quick will be backing up Igor this playoffs most likely. So, what do we think about the Rangers? Well, they're a good team. They can score. They can defend well. I don't love their defenders necessarily, but they can certainly make up for that just because of how awesome their goaltenders are. Listen, I think if this team has one part of the game that I would consider to be weak, for me, it's got to come down to defending, right? So if we look at not even PK, because they're good on the PK, right? If we look at the Rangers, they're third in the league in PK. But if we look at, where is it? Goals. Probably under goaltending, rather. So the Rangers are eighth in the league in goals against per game. Not bad, right? When you contextualize that with a 909 overall save percentage, it's pretty good. But I just don't love their defenders, right? I don't think that their defenders are what is going to lead this team to the playoffs. Maybe offensively, a guy like Adam Fox, right? But Eric Gustafson, Keandre Miller, Jacob Trouba, that's where this team, I think, is certainly weak. They've got speed. They've got toughness, right? They've got plenty of tough guys in this team, right? This team is full of guys who can hit hard and get hit. No doubt. The question is not whether their centers can win faceoffs, not whether they can get shots on goal. It is truly whether this team can expertly defend when they most need to. And I think that that's really important when you contextualize who they're playing against. At the beginning of the season, or even midway through the season, you might have said, well, Michael, who really cares about the Capitals? They're not going to make the playoffs. But they did. And they went on an absolute heater. By the way, I tweeted this out. Although they did have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 game losing streak to end the season, almost to end the season. The final, I would say, month and a half of the season was absolutely, it was just win now territory. They were just winning important games, getting important points. And essentially, the Capitals have been playing playoff hockey for about a month, maybe a little bit longer than that, right? I wouldn't say that the Capitals are this great, fast, indifferent. You know, they don't really have much speed. Ovi's second on the team in points. He has 31 goals, 34 assists, very well experienced, but extremely slow. Dylan Strome leads the team in points. John Carlson, Tom Wilson. But it falls off hard in terms of points. I mean, Tom Wilson is fourth on the team in points. TJ Oshie just, I mean, only in 52 games, only 25 points. There just isn't a whole lot on this team to get super excited about. They're not very fast. They don't play great defense. If you look at the defenders on this team, they're not, they don't really shine out to me. Maybe outside of John Carlson and Rasmus Sandin, right? I don't really see too many good defenders, or at least elite level defenders. But I think what you do have to talk about when you talk about the Capitals is Charlie Lindgren. And when we talk about Charlie Lindgren, when we look at his splits in terms of, just look at game log. I mean, he has just been very, very, very good to end the season, right? And he's needed to be. He's needed to make big saves when he's needed to. And he's come up in big moments, right? Shut up versus the Bruins a couple nights ago. I mean, he just played very well. He had a stretch of, you know, one from March 1st, 3rd, 7th, 9th, 11th, 14th, 16th, 18th. In the month of March, he lost 4 games, right? One of them in a shootout. So what that tells me is that, excuse me, 5 games. 5 games. It's pretty damn good, right? And his save percentage was through the roof. And it's really gone up over the course of the entire season. I mean, the 9-11 save percentage, and you compare that to where he was, you know, earlier on in the season, this is a big improvement. So, I do think if the Capitals are to win, it is off of goaltending. And I say this every single year going to the playoffs. It is about goaltending. It is. That being said, even if Charlie Lindgren does play very well, I do believe that the Rangers just have a little bit too much. Right? The Capitals, they do have, you know, there are some factors going for them. But they're slow. They're older. They don't really have a great option outside of Ovechkin. I mean, Dylan Strome is good, I guess, but he's not great, and their defense isn't that great. I think we'll see, you know, this series probably end in, you know, 4 or 5 games. Probably 5 games, maybe 6. It's just hard to pick teams in the NHL to win, you know, 4 straight games. It's just not going to happen. But I do see this as a solid win for the New York Rangers. Okay, moving on. Let's talk about another series. And you know what? Let's flip over conferences. Let's switch conferences real quick. And let's talk about the best team in the Western Conference. And that would be your Dallas Stars. So the Dallas Stars, this has been an interesting year for the Dallas Stars. They are a good team. They're a very good team. They do a lot of things very well. Some of the guys that you might expect to be at the top of this kind of list or the names that I'm going to read out aren't actually at the top. I mean, there are some guys, right? Definitely some. But it's interesting because Wyatt Johnson leads this team in goals. And you might be saying, like, well, who's Wyatt Johnson? I don't follow hockey that close. Well, I mean, you know, Wyatt Johnson is one of their new young players. He's 20 years old. He's 6'2", 184, and he's been on an absolute tear this entire season. Now, this is his second season in the NHL. Last season, just to contextualize it, he had 24 goals, 17 assists. Very good for a rookie. This season, he has 32 goals, 33 assists. So he's, you know, not quite doubled his total, but fairly close, all right? And he leads a team in goals. But Jason Robertson, Joe Pavelski, Rupa Hintz, all right? Wyatt Johnson, Matt Duchene, Jamie Benn. Those guys, oh, sorry, Mason Marshman, Tyler Seguin. Those guys are all 20-plus goal scorers. So what do I love about the Dallas Stars? Depth, depth, depth. This team has depth scoring out the wazoo. And I think that's what you notice when they have 6 players with over 60 points in the season, right? They have a lot of guys who can just go out there and get it done in different ways. And I think that's really, really important when we talk about the Dallas Stars, a team that we've talked about it for so long with the Dallas Stars. It's all about, hey, can they just do enough in front of Jake Oettinger to get the win? That's it. That's all we talk about with the Dallas Stars. We don't talk about anything else besides that. Meanwhile, let's talk about Jake Oettinger. Not his best season. So a 2.72 goals against average with a 905 save percentage. You know, by the standards of Jake Oettinger, that's a pretty poor season. I mean, it is. Statistically speaking, one of the best goaltenders over his entire career, over the last 4 years. First time he's had a save percentage under 910. You know, listen, is it a huge cause for concern? Is it something we need to examine and look at intensely? No. But is it something we do need to keep an eye on? Absolutely, yes. All right? I do like this team. All right? Obviously, listen, teams like this do things very well. All right? Let's look at the penalty kill. All right? The Dallas Stars, top 10 in penalty kill. They're right actually below the Bruins. And if you look at the top 10 teams, only a few, didn't make the playoffs, right? Flyers, Flames, Devils. All right, let's look at, power play, right? Where do the Stars rank on the power play? Oh, they're 6th in the league in power play. Okay, what about goals for per game? Where do the Stars rank? Oh, 3rd in the league in goals for per game. Just sensational, really, really sensational. All of these stats. So, you know, what really is the Dallas Stars' Achilles heel? Well, first off, they seem to have this thing where they just don't play that well in the playoffs. It happens. It happens. Some teams just aren't that good in the playoffs. I would say if there is a fault to this team, again, team defense. I mean, look at Miro Heiskanen. He's good. Thomas Harley. Esa Lindell. Nils Lundqvist. Like, these guys are not Yanni Hakimpa. I mean, these guys are not premier defenders in the NHL. And unfortunately for this Dallas Stars team, they're probably going against the one team in the, you know, on the Western Conference. Maybe not the one team, but the West is stacked. All right. But they are going against a team that has been and done this, last season. They're playing against the Vegas Golden Knights. And listen, it has not been a great season for the Las Vegas Golden Knights, all right? It came down to the wire for that. Not really to the wire, but it was close. They almost did not make the playoffs. They had a really rough stretch in March, I believe. But this team, playing the long-term injury reserve, Jonathan Marchessault, Jack Eichel, William Karlsson, those guys are stellar. 30 goal scorers each, right? Then they have a whole cast of Mark Stone, Chandler Stephenson, Ivan Barbashev, Shea Theodore, right? Alex Petrangelo. This team has been here and done it before. They know exactly what they're doing. Now, goaltending is going to be a bit of a question. Do they go with Logan Thompson, who they've gone with for the majority of the games this season, or Aiden Hill, who I believe, let me just double check, who I believe they rode last season, yep, last season throughout the playoffs. So, question. It is a big, big question. Because on one hand, you say, well, Logan Thompson, probably the better goaltender of the two. Actually, wait, yes. Logan Thompson, probably the better goaltender of the two. Fair enough. But Aiden Hill's got the playoff experience. He's the one who got you all the way to, and by the way, then won the Stanley Cup last season. So it's going to be a bit of a dilemma. We'll see if they kind of flip back and forth. The problem with the Knights is they're just an inconsistent team, right? Statistically speaking, they're fine. They're not a bad team, right? Now their penalty kill is solid, you know, and their power play is okay, right? I mean, they're not, you know, leading the league in any of these stats. They're bottom half in power play percentage, and they are about midway through the league in power penalty kill. Not bad. Not necessarily the worst in the league. Right, goals for per game, they're middle of the pack. No, they're good, right? They're just maybe not great. And so here's the issue that I have, right? Here's the issue that I have. Their goaltending this season's been middle of the pack. I will say this. There is a case to say the Vegas Golden Knights will win. They do have some of their players coming back right at the right time, heating up right at the right time. They didn't make the playoffs. They won their games that they needed to win. They had 98 points on the season. They're not a bad team. And Dallas, historically, not played the best in the playoffs. However, that being said, I don't know if Vegas knows who they're going to go for in goaltender. And if they end up having to switch back and forth, I think that's a problem for that team. For me, I like the Stars of series. I think they are the better team. Does that mean they're going to win? No. But I would say they're more likely to win. All right, let's talk about the Panthers and the Lightning. This series, actually, I would say both Atlantic series are going to be absolute dogfights. So first off, the Panthers. Now, they had a nasty little stretch to end the season. They were they were falling completely apart. But the Florida Panthers, they have the forechecking team to win it all. Sam Reinhardt had 57 goals this season. What? Let me say that again. Sam Reinhardt had 57 goals this season. So, obviously, Auston Matthews, 69 goals. Sam Reinhardt, 57. All right? We're talking about a guy who's been talked about forever, Auston Matthews, and a guy that never talked about. All right? Sam Reinhardt, fantastic season. Matthew Tkachuk, hate playing against him. He's awful, but he's so good for the Panthers. 88 points. Barkov, fantastic season from him. Carter Verhaeghe, 34 goals. 38 assists, 72 points. This team fights. They're a tough defensive team. I mean, you look at these defenders, Ekblad, Kulikov, Brandon Montour, Gustav Forsling. This is a real defensive team. Some of the characteristics of these Western Conference defenses, not that great. Eastern Conference defense, for the most part, very good. Here's the rub. What's the rub, you say? Well, Sergei Bobrovsky. Recently, he has sucked. That's really it. Recently, he's blown chunks. I mean, you look at the end of the season for him. It's just a lot of games where it's like, yikes. Not great performances from Sergei Bobrovsky. I mean, a 688 save percentage versus Toronto on the first. Last month, a 733 versus Tampa Bay. There have been some very rough games. And he had a mostly very good start to the season with a couple, you know, hiccup games here and there. And he ended the season on a somewhat stronger note. But I think it's going to come down, not necessarily to him, but if Sergei Bobrovsky doesn't have a sort of playoff-esque performance they did last time, I wonder how that will change how this Panthers team plays. They are very aggressive on the forecheck. They score very timely goals. Oh, and by the way, they are very, very good on both the power play and penalty kill. They are about 10th in the league in penalty. I'm just estimating. They don't actually put the numbers. It looks like they're 9th or 10th in the league in power play. And then in penalty kill, they are sixth in the league. So not to mention goals for per game, a little bit lower, about 13th. But the point is, the Florida Panthers are a very good team. They are tough to play, and they get even tougher to play in the playoffs. But who are they playing? Well, they're playing the Lightning. Oh, you might say, well, the Lightning, no, not that good. They had their run a couple years ago, but that is not to be when you have Nikita Kucherov, who has 144 points, I had 100 assists on the season. 44 goals, 100 assists. Brayden Point, one of my favorite players, 46 goals. Stamkos, 40 goals. Hagel, Paul, Cervelli, all 20 goal seasons. The depth is sort of there for this team, but really, the scoring on this team is driven by three guys: Kucherov, Point, Stamkos. Those are the guys who are going to be scoring for the most part. You might see the occasional goal by someone else. Now, this team, defensively, has its ups and downs, right? Shergachev, Hedman, hey, they're pretty good. But not the same defensive team that we've seen in the past. Andre Vasilevsky, you know, I get that he can turn into that different guy in the playoffs. I do. He's been very average this season. And in fact, really, it's been his worst season of his entire career. If you look at, you know, when they were winning the cup and going far, I mean, he has a 900 save percentage, which is far and away below any other season he's had recently or ever. So the brunt is going to be on Andrei Vasilevsky. And I just don't know if the Panthers will have enough. Now, that being said, the Lightning are a very good team. They haven't played much better lately. I do think this will be a high-scoring series. I think both goaltenders haven't had the best of years. And it's going to be really whoever can show out and play better in this series. I mean, that's really what it's going to come down to. Which one of these goaltenders can really show up? For me, it's hard to say. Like, I want to pick Florida. I do. But Tampa Bay is like this sneaky team. And just, what was their season series? Let me check that. How did these two teams play against each other this season? Whew. Playoff series, regular season series. Yeah, so the Panthers won 2 of 3, but the Lightning did win the last one. So, it's tough to say. But I feel like with all the Panthers' success they had last season, I'm going to roll with Tampa Bay. You have to pick underdogs in the NHL playoffs. Tampa Bay, I think they got a real shot. All right, let's move on. We're going to cover the Bruins last. Let's talk about the Vancouver Canucks, your other first-place team from your other division that we have yet to cover, and I have way too many ESPN tabs open right now. Okay. Let's talk about your division winners from the Pacific Conference, your Vancouver Canucks, who are facing off against the Nashville Predators. I like the Canucks and the way they played this season. JT Miller, Quinn Hughes, Elias Pettersson, Brock Besser, Philip Hronek, Connor Garland, Niels. I mean, this team is great. They're just not that physical, right? You have a goaltender, Thatcher Demko, who's coming off injury. It's been spectacular this season. He really has. But there are concerns. How can this team face up against these big, strong, tough teams? And I don't necessarily know if Nashville is that team. Let's be fair. Is Nashville that team? Probably not. Where do they rank in hits? Let's see. I even see hits? No. Can't even see hits. Okay, doesn't matter. The Predators went on an absolute tear to end the season. But do I love this way, the way this team is built? No. I don't. Their best two players are Philip Forsberg and Roman Josi, by far. Roman Josi, consistently one of the best defenders in the league. Philip Forsberg almost had a 50-goal season. He's spectacular and very underrated. And I think they actually do have, and what I will say about Nashville is they do a couple things very well. First off, they're a deep team. I think they have a lot of guys in this list who you look at and you say, oh, Ryan O'Reilly, Tommy Novak, you know, Ryan McDonough. A lot of guys like that who just, the names, you just recognize them and you say, wow, that's a good player. But they also have that man, Yusei Saros, who's been not as great as he has been in the past. I mean, he's still arguably one of the best goaltenders in the league. Listen, statistically speaking, his worst season since his first year in the NFL where he played one game, right? Since that point, he's been, you know, plus 9-10. It's just been maybe not his best year, which is fair. I mean, every goaltender kind of goes through that. You saw me lay that exact principle out with Andrei Vasilevsky, all right? Here's the rub with the Predators. I just don't know how much gas they have. This is going to be a tight series. I think a lot of people might go into this series and say, oh, Nashville's going to get rolled. You know, look how good the Canucks are, and now they're getting in their gold. I don't think that's the case. The Canucks are a young team. They don't have a lot of playoff experience, but this is not the best matchup for Nashville. It just isn't. Nashville probably would have wanted to play a team that is a little bit slower and not as young. I would say of all the times that being young helps the playoffs, this is probably the one. Just because it's tough. Nashville's not great on the power play. And on the penalty kill, they are bottom 15, bottom 12 in the league. That's going to be a problem when you're facing off against a team that is power play wise, not one of the best, but solid, like fairly good, right? Nashville's slightly below. So, you know, it's going to be interesting because listen, the Canucks are middle of the pack penalty kill wise, right? Both these goaltenders haven't had, well, Thatcher's had a great year coming off of injury. You say hasn't had the best year, but we know what he can be. It's a tough series. I want to pick Nashville. I do. Because I say going in, I'm not going to be loving on the Canucks just because I don't think they're that physical. However, that being said, I'm going to take the Canucks. I think they're the better team. All right, we're going to take a short break. On the back half, the other four series we'll get to, and I'll break down who I think is going to win. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back. All right, let's start. Where should we go next? Which team? You know what? Let's talk about a matchup I am very excited to see the outcome of. Oilers Kings. I mean, honestly, are the Kings even that good? Like, let's be honest here. Are the Kings even a good team? Are they? I'm legitimate because I don't know. I feel like all season they were just kind of meh, right? All season. Like a team that you're like, not that much home to write about. Team, just kind of write it off. I mean, are they even, like they made the playoffs, and I'm excited that they did, right? Adrian Rempe, Kevin Fiala, Andre Kopitar, Moore, Byfield, Drew Doughty, Pierre-Luc Dubois. All right? Alexis Lafreniere, not Lafreniere, Lafreniere. All right, so that kind of, I would love to see, by the way, Lafreniere, Stanley Cup Finals at some point in my life. Not this year, though. My biggest question with the Kings is Cam Talbot like this guy? Is he really going to be like him? Or is it going to be David Rittich? I mean, listen, let's be honest here. David Rittich, 921 save percentage, 2.61 goals against. He's not been bad. I could see them giving him a game. Listen, Cam Talbot, historically, not the best playoff goaltender. I feel like there's not too much special about the Kings. We're with the Oilers. This is a team that's been down and back. Down and back. They fired their coach at the very beginning of the season after a few games. And then McDavid and Leon Draisaitl say, you know what? Screw that. We're making the playoffs. We're not sitting this one out. By the way, Zach Hyman, 54 goals this year. Absolutely ridiculous. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins did not, really match his goal total, but still 67 points. McDavid, casual 132 points this season. Draisaitl, just 106. Not big numbers whatsoever. Actually, Evander Kane, I think, has been decent. Warren Fogle. The question with this team is always, hey, goaltend. And like Stuart Skinner, I'm not really impressed with Stuart Skinner. I'm really not. I think he had a much better playoffs a whole season last season. I'll give him this great mustache, but he's been worse this season than he was last season, right? Even though he's giving up less goals against per game, his save percentage is worse. And in the playoffs last year, he just wasn't good. He was giving up almost 4 goals a game. And this is my problem with Edmonton. This is my problem. Maybe they beat the Kings. And I think they probably do. I don't really like the Kings. There's nothing to me about the Kings that says, wow, no, this is a special team. There's not one thing about the Kings that tells me they're a special team. Right? I think that they have a lot of mediocrity kind of layered up. I don't really like their play style. They don't really have any superstars. So I think Edmonton's going to win the series. I don't think we need to delve into too much of the nitty gritty. My question with Edmonton is, like, how far do you expect to go? Right, you are going to be once again doing the exact same thing you've done the past however many years. And say to Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, hey, carry us to the playoffs. Carry us to the Stanley Cup. That's all this team does. They're not really that well built. Their defense, they didn't really have any defensemen. Your defensive defensemen. They didn't really have those guys. I mean, Darnell Nurse, if you took away his offense, I mean, he is a below average just defender. Pure defender. He's below average. Not a hit on Darnell Nurse, but he's an offensive defenseman. He's like an Adam Fox. Maybe slightly less sound. Fair enough. But to me, what is special about Edmonton besides defensively or goaltending wise? Right? Goaltending wins in the playoffs. It's not going to be Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid scoring 45 goals. It's going to be, hey, can Darnell Nurse and Matthias Ekholm, can they really do it? I mean, they have guys who can score. Nurse, Ekholm, and Bouchard all are great offensively. But can they cover the defense? They don't really have any. Maybe Evander Kane, maybe. But I don't really see this team having too many great two-way centers, right? Great defensive, you know, centers. And their defensemen are very offensive. I mean, Matthias Ekholm is known for, being a slightly better offensive player. And he's 33 years old. He's not fast, right? And I think actually the same would be true if you took a look at Evan Bouchard, who had 64 assists this season, right? 24. He's a very good player, but not a lot of experience. I mean, like, are we standing here and saying that Edmonton once again is going to fool us? Like, unless Stuart Skinner can get really in form, I don't think so. I don't think so. There's no way. They're not a defensive team. Defense and goaltending wins in the playoffs, and that's where Edmonton struggles. Let's flip the side of the coin. Talk about Carolina and the Islanders. Two teams that, you know, struggle in their very own rights, right? First, let's talk about the Kings. First off, another great year for the Hurricanes. Very, very good. And by the way, yeah, they got Jake Guentzel at the trade deadline. Seth Jarvis coming out nicely. Sebastian Aho and him each had 30 goals. Martin Natchez, Teuvo Teravainen, Andrei Svechnikov, Brady Skay, Brent Burns. This team, they might not be the fastest team, but they play great team defense. They have great layers, all right? And they score timely goals. When we talk about a team that is committed to playing team defense and where everyone is part of it, where it doesn't matter if you're a center, forward, left wing, right wing, defense, everyone is part of this team's defense. Here's my problem with the Hurricanes as it is every single year. Goaltending. I mean, are we really going to get on this, hey, Frederick Anderson or Piotr Kochetkov? Like, we're not getting back on this freaking train again. We're not doing it. I'm not getting on the Frederick Anderson train again. Sure. Maybe they're able to beat the Islanders. It's possible. The Islanders blow. They're not good. The Islanders are not a good team, right? So, yeah. Maybe the Hurricanes go out there and they say, we are good enough to beat the Islanders. That's very possible. But Frederick Anderson is 34 coming off of a big injury. He's played 15 games a season. So, maybe he has the rest. But how do we know he has his stamina? Does he? I have no idea. I mean, listen, Frederick Anderson has played, you know, how many games? 10 games since coming back from injury. Oh, he's won 9 of them, which is great. And I would say goaltending-wise, he's been pretty good. But Frederick Anderson does this thing in the playoffs every single goddamn year. Every year. And it's time for me not to be fooled by it. Let's look at last year. Goals against average, 1.83. You say, wow, 927 save percentage. How did they lose? Well, it's because if you look at the game by game after that first series, right? Save percentage in most of these series looks actually pretty good. But then you wonder, how in the world did they not win? Let's look at the postseason last year. All right. So they beat the Devils. And he was spectacular outside of well, he didn't actually start that many games, sorry. Because they kicked whoever. I didn't remember because the first goal he was horrendous, all right? So then he started game six against the Islanders, played great. Against the Devils, he was pretty good. Outside of one game where he gave up 8 goals. But then they kept going back and forth, right? So I will say this. Maybe Anderson does have it in him. Maybe I'm wrong. And I mean, let's be honest here. I don't think that the New York Islanders are beating any team. They're so offensively inept. I mean, Matt Barzal or Brock, I mean, what do you want me to say? Like, Kyle Palmieri, Bo Horvat, Brock Nelson all had 30 goals. Matthew Barzal, Noah Dot, I mean, this team will shut you down if they get a lead. The question is, can the Islanders get a lead? I feel like this is the best foil for the Islanders is a team like the Hurricanes, a team that plays great team defense, and that just gets goals when they need to. I mean, Sorokin's been all right this season, hasn't been anything spectacular. His goals against average is 3.01. Not great. I mean, the Islanders, they're always limping into the playoffs. And you know what? If the Islanders have been playing a team like, let's say, the Bruins or the Rangers or the Panthers or maybe any other team in the playoffs, especially if they've been playing the Toronto Maple Leafs, I would have been sitting here saying the New York Islanders are going to win this series in 5 games. It's not even going to be close. But they're not. They're playing against the Hurricanes. The Hurricanes are good at home. They have playoff experience. They are a good team. They have young players. They have old players. They have players who are capable of different things. Taking the Hurricanes. Like, I cannot take the Islanders seriously against this Hurricanes team. Finally, let's talk about what I would consider to be the two. Well, I would say this is probably maybe not the best first round matchup, but certainly I think might be the hotly contested one. All right. And that is going to be between the Colorado Avalanche and the Winnipeg Jets. All right. So Colorado, with Nathan MacKinnon and Cale Makar and everyone else on this freaking team, this team is so unreal. So unreal. Look at the players on the team. You say yourself, Ross Colton had 40 points. Feels like he had a pretty good season, right? Nathan MacKinnon had 140 points a season, and he might be the fastest guy to not be the fastest guy in the league. I have never seen someone faster than him look so fast on the ice. He just glides. Cuts right through defense, sick handle, goal, roofs it. I don't even know how to put it, right? And you might be saying, well, Michael, why do you know this? I mean, Nathan MacKinnon is the reason why my fantasy hockey team won the league this year. He was literally that good, all right? Nathan MacKinnon, spectacular player. The question is, you know, the Avalanche, they obviously have the playoff experience. They've done this before. They've won it. Is Georgiev the guy or is it Justus Annunen? I mean, I would say if we're talking about the two opposites of teams, right? It's literally this series. And that's why this series is going to be so intriguing. You look at the Jets and you're like, let's just say, guys like to share in the wealth. Outside of Kyle Connor, who does not, who had 34 goals. Listen, everyone on this team is pretty equitable. Mark Scheifele, Nikolai Ehlers, Cole Perfetti, Gabriel Vilardi, Mason Appleton, Nino Niederreiter, who has the most fun name to say in the league, and I will not take otherwise. The Jets, they're not a high-scoring team. Look at their goals, 4 per game. It's one of the lowest in the league, I think, actually. Let's check. It's not one of the lowest, but it's pretty much in the territory where all of these teams are not in the playoffs. Outside of, by the way, the New York Islanders, who are 2.99 goals per game. They don't score. They don't score. I don't know how you expect them to beat the Hurricanes. I digress. The Winnipeg Jets are... They are a team dependent on one man, and that man is Connor Hellebuyck. That's true. If Connor Hellebuyck is playing well, they will win this series. Probably the best goaltender in the entire league this year. Let's see if we can get a list of the goaltenders, actually. That'd be... Let's just see. NHL stats. Let's go to goaltenders. Goaltending leaders. So, Connor Hellebuyck, second in the league in... By the way, as I was saying with the Panthers earlier, sorry. Anthony Stolarz, are they going to start him? Potentially. He leads the league in goals against average, save percentage. All right? Connor Hellebuyck is fourth in goals against average at 2.39, which, by the way, why do you think this team is making the playoffs? They have one of the lower goal totals in the league, and yet they're making the playoffs because Connor Hellebuyck is a wall. He has the second highest save percentage in the league this year at 9.921. Which, by the way, when you compare the amount of games that he's played versus Stolarz, it's not even close. He's played over double, all right? And furthermore, if that wasn't enough, he's also second in the league and wins, Connor Hellebuyck. So I look at that and I say, wow, this guy's Vezina Trophy winner. The question is who's going to win? Is it going to be Colorado's offense or is it going to be Connor Hellebuyck? And that really is the question. I really can't tell you. It's not really an answerable question. And I'm going to make this very clear as to why. Because if Connor Hellebuyck steps up there and says, I'm going to win the series, they'll win the series. And if Connor Hellebuyck says, I can't, then they won't. That's literally all it comes down to. I don't care about Kyle Connor, Mark Scheifele. I don't care about anyone on the Winnipeg Jets. I care about nobody. It is just up to Connor Hellebuyck. And that's why I'm taking the Avalanche. Listen, it's every freaking year. It's every year. It's every year, and I love the Jets. I do, and I will be rooting for them. I will be rooting for the Winnipeg Jets. I will. I promise you that. But golly, this team is not going to be able to get it done. All right? Let me just be honest here. All right? It is not going to happen. It is not going to happen. They just do not have enough in the tank. All right. Last series, I don't even need to look at the stats for either of these teams. Boston is going to win. That might seem cocky. It might. It's possible. But let me get into why. Why do I think my hometown team, the Boston Bruins, will beat the Toronto Maple Leafs? First off, I'm not even going to circle. The Bruins are a playoff team, both for the playoffs. Leafs are not. The Leafs are offensive, not as physical, you know, and that's why they've had this history of not being good in the playoffs. The Bruins, on the other hand, are a team that is physical. They're gonna, and that's why they always beat the Leafs every single time, right? Every single time. In the regular season series, right, the Bruins won, guess how many games? All of them. They won all four. They won all four games. Let me say that one more time for everyone. Everyone in this entire podcast, the Bruins played the Leafs four times a season, and the Bruins won all four of those games. They won them at home. They won them away. They won them early in the season. They won them late in the season. They've won them recently, as as in March. All right, they beat them in the same week, 4-1, twice, home and away, or away and home. The Bruins have the Leafs number. This is clear and evident in the past. But that's not even talking about that the Bruins are just a generally good team. They have the best goaltending tandem, I would argue, in the NHL. They have David Pastrnak, Brad Marchand. And by the way, look how much they've been able to get out of the players on their team this year. Pavel Zacha, Charlie Coyle, Jake DeBrusk, Trent Frederick, Morgan Geeky, Danton Heinen. Guys who have, they have gone a ton out of this season and who are gelling really well. They have some very good defensemen who can hit hard and also play good offense. They're great two-way in Charlie McAvoy and Hampus Lindholm. Right, and as well, Kevin Shattenkirk, got to shout him out. That the Bruins have the capabilities to win the playoffs. Now, let me make the case for the Toronto Maple Leafs. They've been better this season. They have. They've been good. Auston Matthews has 69 goals. He's been good. Ilya Samsonov or Joseph Woll. It's going to be Woll. But Woll has 25 starts a season, all right? He hasn't been that great. He has nearly 3 goals against average and a .907 save percentage. If the Leafs are going to win this series, it's going to come down to basically one thing. Can their offense get going? If the answer is no, forget about it. It's going to be over in 5 games, right? And for me, I just cannot see a way. I mean, I can't see a way. I don't want to say that. It's not a guarantee that the Bruins go out and win. But if you look at the season series, the way these teams play, series history, playoffs history, I'm going to take the Bruins. I'll take them in 5. Honestly, I think the Leafs will get one, almost for sure. But for me, it's like, it's hard for me to pick against the Bruins when they're playing the Leafs. Now, I'm going to go ahead and pick the rest of the games. I'm going to reveal my Stanley Cup final pick. Just because, you know, I don't need to go into the second round and give you my picks, because I like to do that after the first round is over so that I can reevaluate where I stand. Just because I think that gives a better flavor for talking about what's going on. So for the Stanley Cup this year, I think the two best teams for me, you know, it's tough. It's tough. It really is. Because there are so many good teams. But this year, I like the Avalanche and I like the Bruins. That's who I like. It's really hard for me to pick any other team. Because, honestly, like, I could see the Rangers. I could see the Panthers. I could see the Stars. But I think the Avalanche head-to-head versus the Stars are a little bit better. I don't love the Canucks or the Oilers. Really, any of those 4 bottom teams on the Western Conference, Canucks, Predators, Oilers, and Kings, I don't think any of them will win. Right? Islanders I don't like, Capitals I don't like. I just think that if the Rangers end up playing Carolina, that's a great series for Carolina. I like Carolina win that series. Listen, I like Florida, but they have a tough road. I mean, they're going to have to play Tampa Bay and then either Boston or Toronto, and then probably either the Rangers or the Hurricanes. And I like Boston's road actually a lot better. I think that they have a much, not necessarily easier path, but I think a much more favorable path. And, you know, I think that the Avalanche, to me, best team, right? I think playoff-wise, I can't, it's hard for me to pick the Stars over them, because I just don't know if the Stars have that sort of playoff mentality. We will see. But I'm going to be rooting for the Bruins. I think that they have a chance, a very good chance this year. I don't necessarily know what will happen, but I do sincerely hope that this Bruins team can get it done. I think they can. I am very excited to watch. Thank you all for listening to another episode of The Master Plan, the NHL review episode for all the other teams that didn't make the playoffs will be coming out soon when I have the chance. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.
I know for a fact I am not like the rest of the guys in the NFL.
Talk.
I know I'm a top 5 receiver. Yeah. I know I'm a top 3 receiver.
Yeah.
Keep going. You know, I just got to prove to people, right? When I'm working, I'm like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dog.